Welcome to Token Classrooms, the podcast where we explore stories that transform education, learning, and personal growth. Today, we have an inspiring conversation with Mabul Nyahela, a remarkable educator and online teaching entrepreneur who has turned challenges into a thriving global teaching brand. In this episode, we'll explore Mabul's journey from rejection to recognition, the emotional resilience required to overcome obstacles in the teaching industry, and the practical strategies she uses to build an online brand that empowers teachers and learners alike. Whether you're an educator, aspiring entrepreneur, or simply someone seeking inspiration, this episode is full of insights and actionable lessons. Let's get into it. So I just want to not even waste your time, Mabul. I saw you on LinkedIn. That's where I saw you. And I've been looking how you've been doing, basically encouraging people when it comes to English teaching and teaching abroad and all that stuff. That's what triggered me to just reach out to you, because I'm always fascinated every time about people when it comes to the issue of education. So today I know that you've experienced closed doors, you have experienced rejection, you have experienced uncertainty. So it inspires a lot, it empowers, it reshapes what is possible for people who want to educate, want to come to the field that you are already in. So now I know you are also a mentor. So I your story is very strong. So I want you now, when you look back, and now, like where you are right now, when you look back, what do you believe was the turning point internally and or externally that shifted your trajectory, the whole trajectory of your life?
Okay, first, I'm a teacher by profession. I teach English to high school students. And before that, I wanted to explore other avenues like teaching online. So the first thing that comes into your mind when you think about teaching online is joining these platforms. So I went on Reddit and I searched for the specific platforms that people share, saying that it's easy to join, you only need A, B, C, D, a video, and you're good to go. Trust me, I tried.
Wow.
I tried more than five. And unfortunately, I was able to get into one, which is Preply.
Okay.
But the pay is too little, because they tell you to start with $3.
Okay.
And the $3 is for 50 minutes.
Okay.
So you can imagine how many learners will you teach for you to get a substantial amount.
Yes.
And they have to also take their commission from the $3 that they suggest you to start with. On top of that, after getting in, I only got one learner, of which it was just a test of they say that you have to give a free lesson where they test whether they'll book with you or not.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they didn't book.
Okay.
So now I was left with my skills and the many doors that I had knocked, hoping to offer my skills, and they never opened. And that is how I now decided I have the skills, I have the knowledge, and I can teach and deliver. I just decided to now go online, make my own platform.
Yes.
Start looking for learners one at a time, and the rest is history.
Wow. So did the change happen slowly? Because when it comes to explaining, you started with Preply, and then you were basically seeing the low pay that they were giving.
Mm-hmm.
So from the beginning with Preply and where you are now, did the change happen slowly, or was it a moment of clarity that hit all at once, or what happened?
Basically, for me, it was the first time I just had the lesson, the idea came to me and I was like, this is something I can do on my own. I don't need to be paid little amount, and I don't need a platform for me to be able to share my skills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I just came up with my own platform. That is LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. That is where I used to share a lot of the ideas of what I do, whom I teach. That is my portfolio. LinkedIn is like my portfolio.
Yes.
Then along the way, I just decided, now, what if one day LinkedIn shuts down? What happens?
Yes.
I don't want to be invisible.
Uh-huh.
I now decided to create a website again.
Oh.
But now the website came as an idea to me after I had applied for several jobs online, abroad, I mean.
Okay.
And these are sections that ask you to paste your website
Okay.
So I had so many job opportunities asking for your personal website or LinkedIn.
Okay.
So I prefer having my LinkedIn and having my own website where I can share whatever I want.
Yes.
I'm not limited by anyone.
Yeah.
So when I go through interviews and several questions are asked with this, the same question keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Now decide to write something about it and post on my portfolio on my personal website.
Okay.
So that when I send this person, whoever is recruiting, to my website, he's able to see whatever he needs to see.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to ask me questions. And you see, sometimes you forget.
Yeah.
So also my website is part of my diary.
Okay.
Whenever I have an interview, I just go through it, remind myself some ABCD and use it. And the same website is where I send parents to just go and see my portfolio.
Yes.
For now, I've not added so many things on it because I'm still developing it one day at a time.
Wow.
So you find that parents asked you, what do you do? You can tell them, I have a personal website. You can go there, view what I do.
Yeah.
Everything is there.
Yeah.
So once they've gone through it, they can download your CV.
Mm-hmm.
They can view your testimonies.
Yes.
Testimonials. You're good to go.
Well, from LinkedIn and being widely visible to website, that's a very, very powerful shift right there.
And remember, I'm the one who does my own website because I tried looking for someone to do it and the prices were exorbitant.
Yeah.
Huge. So I prefer doing my own thing so that I don't have to find someone every time telling him or her, please edit this part.
Yeah.
Please add. No, I do it myself.
Can I call you
can
I call you a jack of all trades?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Because
I don't like being limited.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I really
that's
hate
good,
being
man.
Limited, by
yeah,
the
that's
way.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
So you basically do it yourself. You are a DIY, girl.
Yes. Just use my knowledge. Go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And naturally, I think I'm competent when it comes to technology. I don't know how, because I teach myself these things.
Okay.
But when I get into some situations whereby I find it's difficult, I just go online. YouTube is a school in itself.
Yes.
There are so many videos you can learn from. And that is how I started the website. And I now want to incorporate courses inside it where I can teach tutors, mentor, and also students.
Yeah.
Like right now, I teach IELTS. I've gotten so many students for IELTS, so I just decided to be teaching IELTS.
Okay.
But even if I get the other sections of English, like business English, it's something I can still do.
Yes.
But majorly, I'm stuck on IELTS.
Yeah. Well, so now, because you can imagine, as I'm listening to you now, someone who's going to listen, maybe they will think the shift was smooth, but it wasn't smooth.
It wasn't.
I can bet it wasn't smooth. It wasn't. So I want us to go there. Because what can you what were the hardest moments emotionally, and how did you rebuild your confidence?
One of the challenges that you can have as an online tutor, a freelancer, we call them freelancers, is getting students. You can have all the platforms, you can be out there, you can do everything, following all the routines that you see other people doing. And most of them lie. Not everything that appears online is true.
Yeah.
You find someone is saying, I have 20 students because I'm doing a freelancer job, etc. And when you try it yourself, it becomes difficult. So one of the challenges is getting a student. You cannot teach if you don't have a student.
Yeah.
So I had to learn other ways of getting these students online.
So who or what helped you rebuild when you felt maybe you are unseen or maybe you are unrecognized based on getting students responding to who you are, your website and your LinkedIn? Was there any point where you felt like not recognized? I feel not recognized or unseen.
No, I've not felt unrecognized so far. I know my work is recognized, but getting the student now, I don't know the connection between that.
Okay.
It is by chance. I'd say getting students is by chance. Yes, you'll get them. You'll not, so long as you do the right thing, you're bound to get 2 to 3 students.
Yes.
But also there are those months that they are low. We call them low months.
You can
get just one student. And maybe you have, especially for those people that are doing it as their main job. For me, it is a side hustle.
Okay.
Because already I'm employed, I'm a teacher, I teach, I get salary. So this is my side hustle. For the people that are doing it as a major job, then when it comes to low moments, I think that is now the problem that you can face majorly.
Yeah.
But for me, I can say I've not yet faced it because in case I don't have enough students, I still have my job.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I tell people before dropping your job, make sure you're stable.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where you'll get your next student.
Yes.
And you have to basically be out there.
So do you
show your skills?
Do you consider, let's say there's someone who wants to go online and they are maybe they have a job somewhere else, like you are having a job, but they want to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the potential of the online teaching and all that stuff, would you consider it as risk, or consider it as foolishness, or consider
it
as opportunity? What would you consider it? How would you consider it?
You know, it all depends on how you showcase yourself out there. If it is working for you and you have a steady flow of students, then you can drop your job.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't advise, as for me, I don't advise anyone to drop their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless your job is too engaging, stressful, and you don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'd advise you to schedule yourself in a way that you're able to do your job and still do your side hustle. Like for me, in a week, I have three lessons. In a day, I have three lessons or two, depending on the timeline that I have with a learner. So in a day, I can have 2 to 3 lessons.
Okay.
And in a week, I have, I teach on Monday, Tuesdays I rest. Wednesday I teach, Thursdays I rest. Because I also need that rest. I don't want to be burned out.
Yes.
You know, burnout is a very bad thing.
Yes.
That is another problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can teach, you know, you're teaching 2 different or 3 different learners with different abilities and different needs. So your brain is always working.
Yeah.
And if you overdo it, you find that you're too tired to even teach.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find yourself saying, oh God, I have another lesson. I don't want to do it. you start looking for reasons not to. Because your brain is tired and you're burnt out.
Yeah.
So that is how you have to schedule yourself in a way that you're comfortable, you're okay, the energy is there to teach, and this will keep on bringing learners. No one wants to go to a class whereby the teacher is yawning, the teacher is confused, the teacher is tired. You know, they can tell by the energy that you give.
Yes, yes.
So you have to be prepared to avoid burnout. Make sure you if you're doing your day job, you schedule yourself in a way that you'll be able to handle the side hustle.
Yes.
But if you don't like if you feel like your day job is not paying you better than your side hustle, and you have a steady flow of learners, then you can leave the day job.
Yeah.
But if you have one learner in, let's say, 2 months, why would you be leaving your job?
Makes sense.
So I wouldn't advise you to leave your day job unless your side hustle is working for you.
Yeah.
And you feel like this is something that you can do and be comfortable in it.
Wow.
And remember, it also depends on the type of learners you get.
Okay.
You could be charging $25 per lesson. Someone in USA will comfortably pay you $25. But someone is in Angola. Let's say you've
that's
gotten
a
student from Angola.
That's
how do you charge that student $25?
Yeah, that's
so you now again have to check the level, or I think the currency it has. You have to adjust the amount depending with the learner that you get.
Yes.
So you don't have to be just constant and rigid that you only charge $25 and it is $25. If you don't give me $25, I'm not going to teach you.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to work like that.
Yes. Mabel, now, I know that you said you are a teacher, right, by profession. You also are doing side hustles when it comes to teaching English. And I know those kind of experiences, they shape you to a kind of teacher that you are today. And I want us to go straight to the type of philosophy that you are using. Like, what core philosophy guides the way you teach and the way you teach others to teach?
My philosophy is simple. Everyone can learn, provided you give this person the right materials and you guide them. They only need guidance and the right material.
Yeah.
If you feel that whatever you're giving this learner is a B2, your learner maybe is A2, and the material you're giving them is for B2, automatically they'll not be able to learn. So you have to use differentiation method to adjust your learn, your teaching to his or her level. So that is my philosophy. Every person has an ability to learn, provided you guide them the correct way and give them the right material. And you also need to make them feel safe.
Yeah.
That is another important aspect. They need to feel safe, respected, and you have to encourage them. Because sometimes you'll get a learner who's discouraged, telling you, I have been trying to speak English, people laugh at me. Mm-hmm. I cannot, you see, such issues. So you need to make this learner know that he or she is not the problem.
Yeah.
And that is an issue you can solve one step at a time. So that is just my philosophy. If you come to me, I'll give you the right material according to your level.
Yeah.
And guide you the right way for you to be able to achieve your goal. Yeah.
So now, there are many people who are entering now, né? Like they're entering the online teaching world. It's exploding, if you can see it.
Yeah,
so
it is. Many
enter with unrealistic expectations, you see.
True.
So now, what are the biggest misconceptions teachers have about teaching online, and what are realities should they prepare for?
People think that teaching online is a get-rich-quick scheme. Which is not.
Yeah,
it's not a get rich.
I totally agree.
You have to grow. You start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you build on those skills slowly. So whenever the first time I posted, you know, baby, let me tell you how I started mentoring teachers.
Yes.
I have a friend of mine who came to visit me, and I was like, you know, I have a lesson at 9, so we'll have to switch off everything. And once I'm done for the hour, we'll then start catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Then she sat there, watched me as I taught my learner. And once I was done, she was like, God, I want to know how you do that.
Okay.
How do you get these notes? How do you get students from Canada? What did you do?
Yeah.
How do you know the right material to teach them? Then I just sat her down. Because she's my friend, I didn't see any big deal trying to teach her the ways.
Then
I taught her. I took like 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Gave her the tips, showed her the way. Then I told her, now you can start. You have the knowledge to start. Then she was like, guy, in Kenya we say guy, like God.
Okay.
Guy is God.
Okay.
She was like, God, you can be telling, why don't you teach other teachers to do this? You know, teachers in Kenya, specifically Kenya, are like, the pay is not as good as the teachers who teach abroad. So she was like, if every Kenyan can know how to do this, trust me, we'll get somewhere. Then I was like, the idea came to me. Why don't I teach people how to do this?
Right.
Yeah, that was the business. Yeah, you said I'm a jack of all trades. So I was like, why don't I teach other teachers on how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I just wrote my first post because I've been doing it and I know how much I get.
Yes.
Then I just posted there, and within an hour, my inbox was full.
You.
I want to start online teaching. How do I do this? How do I A, B, C, D? Then I answered several and I felt like, oh, this is overwhelming.
Wow.
Let me just be putting every day, like every day, I try my best to post every day about something. And an idea comes to my mind, like maybe a challenge.
Yeah.
I think of how I went through it and I post.
Yeah.
So that if there's a teacher out there going through the same, once they read it, they'll get the idea.
Yeah.
And also, the world is vast.
Yes.
We have the world is big. There's enough space for everyone. There are people from Tunisia, Turkey, China, Korea. All these people want to learn English.
Yes.
Or maths. It could be even maths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, online tutoring is not only for English teachers.
Yeah.
My knowledge is for English teachers, but I also have knowledge for other categories. You could be an accountant. Why don't you sit down and teach other people how you do your job, how to account for your money? You know, you don't have to teach them, you just talk about something that will improve someone's life. If you're an accountant, talk about how to manage your finances, how to make a budget, take your audience through the steps of the expenses, and you'll find followers. People will start booking your services. If you're a human resource, why don't you talk about the things you look for when you're employing people? Why don't you give interview tips, resume tips,
Yeah.
There are many things you can teach.
Yes. Wow, Mabul, your story is so powerful. It is proof that that it's possible. It's possible to do anything.
It is.
It's possible to do anything. And that brings me to the heart of this conversation today. What is your message to teachers who want to change their story the way you changed yours? Where should they begin today?
Starting is the main issue here. Some teachers are shy, especially when it comes to having a video call.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do, and that is what is limiting most of the teachers.
Yeah.
They are very good in class, but when it comes to video calls, they get shy.
Yeah.
So what I can advise you, just start. You don't have a learner, just start. Why don't you teach your audience? You don't need that audience encompasses different people. There could be a parent there who wants a teacher for his or her student, his or her child, and they come across your content.
Yeah.
Just like that, you get a learner that you can teach. Mm-hmm. So just start. Start by sharing tips, mini lessons, video calls, anything that you feel will help someone. Because people want to know, how will you help me? Not what you're posting, but how is your message, whatever you've posted, helping me?
Yeah.
Base your posts on that and just start. The story is just starting.
Yes.
You cannot cover a miles of 10,000 if you don't start with one step. You need to just start with that one step and hope for the best. Above all, I believe in God.
Yes.
Just believe God to make a way, and it will happen.
That's powerful, Mabul. Thank you very much, Mabul.
Yeah.
This is life transforming information that you just given us today.
Yeah.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I believe that anyone who's going to listen later on this recording, they are going to take some tips and apply them. And I know and I believe that it will impact their lives. All thanks to you, Mabul.
And if they need more, if they need other guidance, they can always visit my LinkedIn.
Yes. So how do they find you?
My name is Mabul Nyahela.
Okay.
M-A-R-B-L-E Nyahela on LinkedIn. And so mabul.co.ke, that is my website. But basically, they'll find me on LinkedIn. Just write Mabul Nyahela. I don't think there's any other Nyahela on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I'm the only
you.
One. Yes.
You are the only one. Exclusive.
Exclusive. My parents thought of a very unique name.
Yeah. It worked.
It really worked, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mabul. May you have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough.
Welcome.
That wraps up our conversation with Mabul Nyahela. We have explored her journey, the mindset shifts that helped her turn rejection into opportunity, and the practical strategies she shares for teachers looking to grow their influence online. We want to thank you, Mabul, for sharing her story and wisdom with us. It's a reminder that perseverance, purpose, and passion can truly reshape your path. If you have enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other educators and learners who could benefit. Stay tuned for more episodes on Talking Classrooms, where we continue to explore stories that inspire, educate, and transform the way we think about learning.